Hún rán eisher, cormach elia jayshach lay, she Robert a carslach mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to Shach Lay. In the programme this time, Sineru Shaw Jane Clare, and Grenada. Dolan Mercer talks to James O'Meara about his new role. The Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival. Festival Secretary Jacqueline Yates with a timely reminder about entries and what's new in this year's Guild. Nunchejach Ilgach Shea Feed, the Manx Gaelic Society at 120. And another historic recording from when the Society was only about 7. Fully de Velshu Gindis cren fair Tamish Chapel the Clash or Ristach. The fear of my Lord Rish Marlin Krellin Machon Shen, you know, a henkedrach air a force delem, the Jarro Haraway air a force delem as Inrichen. Ach, a senec de chulia feach as de gina wimid jain de main cheddan. Fe gian daw de rawe gavrach a rís mara jay, mara jacrein. Ach, well, she jarro ach falls ag a tre a shen. As leor is a tre henke rís san yaster fe ro an mach de reich a veg elia. As er cunta an drach stead shen vaan leg an fos delem, charau caed au cor scripte marlin. As gies chindeas a yunno jay mir na gae jay shen, as eis reiche de yno recortus jay. Sian an acht as in ginoe de cajin, ta mis gyrlich a script sa völ, as cor machad gus Marlin as Fiona de yno chindeis ons pert, as eis as in chitrich eilia de yno recortus jayn cledin job lot. Lug sian, ta mi cor cujach na recortus an sian, ris duelia te gino sus a chle. Ach, van pos elem ar sul cam was jirdain gus fast a jay, mas o bunus siachtan, as nis te arom reiche en mas post elia ar mahan nis ach sien skil elia. From something that wasn't working to someone who is, and that's James O'Meara. When the Friday afternoon programme was started on Manx Radio AM 1368 as a BBC Manx Radio co-production from the end of the 5 o'clock news until 6 o'clock, it was James O'Meara who presented James Jehania. When James O'Meara went off the island to undertake further studies, the programme was taken over by James Harrison, James Kinry, so the name didn't have to be changed, it's still James Jehania. Now, with Adrian Kane stepping in to teach at the Bunscoil Ghilgach for the rest of this academic year, James O'Meara has taken on the role of an grenadier at Culture Vanning. Dolan Mercer went out to St John's to talk to him.
I've just joined the team here at Culture Vanning for a short 8-month contract. Yeah, I'll be working as an grenadier.
What kinds of aspects are there to this role? Because it's quite wide-ranging.
Yeah, it's very varied. It's, the main purpose of an grenadier is to sort of make Manx culture, specifically the Manx language, available to as many people as possible in the Isle of Man and internationally as well, and then to make sure they have all the facilities necessary to learn the Manx language, whether that be lessons or whether it be online resources.
So as you've sort of alluded towards, there's a sort of a responsibility to maintain a bit of a social media presence, and then you do a bit of distance learning, don't you, as well as projects on island?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the amount of interest we have internationally in the Manx language, people in Australia, a few people in the States as well, and quite a lot of those have used our online resources. We have some great apps, but then after that, in order to sort of push them forward, we can offer sort of Skype lessons, long distance learning. Adrian Kane, who was doing the role before me, has done a fantastic job in raising the profile of the language in the Isle of Man and internationally. To a great extent, in these 8 months, my job will be continuing his work, but also creating resources that can get people from a basic level of Manx up to fluency.
I suppose getting people to have a little bit of Manx is one thing. Mm. Perhaps what you're suggesting is it's tough then to get the next step, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, learning any language, but learning Manx is sort of a big undertaking. It's a lifelong journey.
Curious to know, where did you get your Manx? Who taught you and what kind of age range, etc.?
Well, to be honest, I taught myself Manx. It was something that I'd always wanted to do, but didn't get round to until my early 20s. I was actually across at the time at university. I was studying philosophy. There wasn't so many contact hours. I think I was only in lectures about 4 hours a week. And and there's only a certain amount of time that even the keenest of students can spend in the pub. So, I mean, I utilised all that free time to learn Manx using, everything from Goodwin's first lessons to Brian Stoll's courses, Abashen and Cuas Mhuir, Conversational Manx by Juana Gell. And then when I came back to the island after my degree, I spent some time at the Bunscoil, and I went to various conversational classes, various lessons, and then slowly I was able to start speaking Manx conversationally.
And there's an opportunity for some new beginners, new starters to get their teeth into some Manx as well.
Yeah, we have some new lessons. We have a new lesson for beginners at Cultrevanan in St. John's on Monday nights from 6:15 to 7:15. And we also have a new lesson down in Port St. Mary, Wednesday nights, 6 till 7.
Seamus O'Meara, who's come in to fill the role of An Grenada, the Manx Language Development Officer of Cultrevanan. And he was speaking there with Dolan Mercer. Va Felia Vanning son Kioliach, Lortus as Downs, Mortier Jitavais a Ling Shaw, Kuricher bon Hojax of Lane Hachi a Jeg, Gerfeed as Dayeg. Va Dane the Felia Gatre Shen, as E. Guller Stureg Mary in a Woods, Moir Kioliach Vanning Morva Sly Grary, the Chorer a Hojax Goylerenos Coran. Va Kochirachen Regit, the Chor Brod de Sly Jinu Jesh a Kioliach Och. Ach Chaus Dijay Blaine the Rare, Hengs Jack Brastlan son a Reynarderan in Lumican, a son Gjolderan piano as Bayol, as Esh Henk Feymer Dale, Trilane as Nasoja, the Chumalulian a Brastlan vachitaveon. Mlina te Imidi Kochirichan son Sly, the Hashbin and Sklayan on Srain the Hessen, as be Hochlane och the Chumal na Brastlan, was Jasarn and Shachtole as feed me Avril, gus Jasarn a Cherule me Walden. The Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival was formed in 1892 and arose out of the Isle of Man Fine Art and Industrial Guild, which is why it's generally known as the Guild. With having been founded 127 years ago, it's become an institution, but not an unchanging one, though with changes being brought in little by little over such a long period, that perhaps might have seemed to be the case. It's also retained its popularity at a time when many similar festivals throughout the British Isles have foundered. However, what's new, what's old, the important thing right now is to make sure you get your entries in, as the festival secretary, Dr. Jacqueline Yates, reminds us, with the deadline looming.
Closing date for entries is Saturday the 9th of February, so this Saturday coming, so there's just a few days left now to get your entries in.
And that is very much a strict deadline.
Absolutely, there's absolutely no late entries at all. It's not possible because there are so many. We get about 1,500 entries and so dealing with all of that is quite a challenge.
And this year there will be even more classes for people to enter, so people had better get a quick look through the syllabus and then decide what they're going to do before Saturday.
Yes, that's right. We have four new classes this year. We have one in each discipline, really. We have one in dance. We have an adult group dance class. And with that, you can do any kind of dancing you like, as long as it's not folk dancing, because we already have an adult folk dance class. But you can do tap, contemporary, modern, jazz, whatever you fancy.
Well, again, it's hitting the zeitgeist, isn't it? Because that's become very popular on television as well recently.
Yes, that's right. There's some good programmes on television with that. So we're not quite the greatest dancer, but we'll have our own style of doing Yeah, definitely. And then we have introduced as well a year 3 to 6 singing duet class, because some of the younger competitors may be a little bit cautious about going up on their own, so they can now go up with a friend and sing together. And then in the drama section, we have 2 new classes. We have our news reading, which is a totally new departure. Some of the other festivals in the UK run news reading classes, so we thought we'd give that a try. And with that, you'll be given 3 pieces of news to read through, and then you go on the stage and present it in whatever way you think fit.
So who is going to judge that class?
It will be the drama adjudicator that's there to do all the poetry and all the other, the duologues and all the other drama classes. Mm-hmm. And then finally we have our new stand-up comedy class, which we're hoping will really be a lot of fun. And there's a 7-minute time period, up to 7 minutes, that you can speak for and hopefully entertain everyone and get everyone laughing. We absolutely have to stress, though, that it must be suitable for a family audience, please.
And there are other changes coming in, particularly in relation to the Cleveland Medal Test.
Yes, that's right. We're trying something new with that this year. We tend to have very different numbers of people in each of the different voices in the specials classes. And traditionally, what's happened is the winner of each specials class has gone on to compete for the Cleveland Medal. But what we're trying this year is to say that the 3 highest marked competitors in the ladies' classes and the 3 highest marked competitors in the gentlemen's classes will go on to the Cleveland Medal Contest. So what that means, in effect, is that we really do have the cream of the crop singing in the Cleveland Medal. They will be the best performing singers of the week, really. It might mean that we will have, you know, 3 sopranos and 3 baritones. I don't know. It will depend, obviously, on the performances on the day and the adjudicator's view of their performances.
The classes that you introduced in 2016 now have really come into their own as well.
Mm. Yes, especially the dance classes. They've really grown. We've got lots and lots this year coming into the modern dance class, which is good. And quite a few entered the solo tap as well. Last year, we had a really big jump in those. I think we went up to 52 entries last year, which was brilliant. We're not doing the Battle of the Bands this year.
No.
The rock and pop classes took quite a bit of organising, and they were quite costly to put on for various reasons. So we've decided, at least for this year, we're going to have a little break from that. Mm-hmm. We may come back to it. Certainly, if there's a big clamour of demand for it to come back, then obviously we'll reconsider.
Yeah. And of course, the festival has to be flexible in these things as well and find out what works and perhaps what isn't quite so successful.
Yes, that's right. I mean, every year we have a review after the festival. We look at what we've done. We consider what worked and what didn't, what we might change. Another change this year, for example, is we had very, very popular classes on the Monday evening, the folk song and then the quartets and trios and things like that in the promenade suite. And unfortunately, we had to turn away 40 people last year. And it's great to be successful, but, you know, it's terrible to have to turn people away. So we've decided this year that we're going to put that into the Royal Hall, but we're going to try and make it nice and intimate by sort of just turning the chairs in and just having people close to the competitors, not all over the whole Royal Hall. So that's a bit of a new thing as well.
Mm. And some of the classes, it really does turn out to be a very good evening's entertainment, irrespective of who's coming first, second and third. It's really a concert in itself.
Absolutely. And it's so lovely to see everybody coming forward and joining in. It doesn't really matter if you're not absolutely brilliant. You know, a lot of people are cautious about entering the guild because they think, oh, I'm not good enough for that. But actually, it is for everyone. It very much is an inclusive thing that we want as many people to come forward as possible.
And you put a new structure on the final, the climax of the festival, finishing on the Saturday.
And on the final night, the Saturday night, the second Saturday of the week, we'll be having our 2 concert classes, which is the junior concert, which is for secondary age choirs. And we have some absolutely beautiful secondary age choir, absolutely gorgeous. And then the adult concert choir class as well. And there we do have the sort of the highest performances really of choirs on the island, and that's going to be a really special evening.
That's going very much back to 1892 then, isn't it? Because obviously Miss M.L. Wood, that was her aim, to get choral singing of a high quality in the island.
Yes, that's right. And at various times throughout the history of the Guild, there have been choirs as the sort of final night. It does vary from year to year, as we've been saying. And sometimes the Cleveland Medal Contest was on the final night, and sometimes it was on the Thursday night, and it's changed. But yes, Miss Wood was absolutely very, very, very enthusiastic about choirs and what they can do for people in terms of lifting their spirits, you know, in difficult times, and teaching them how to join together with other people and enjoy their music.
Dr. Jacqueline Yates, the secretary of The Guild, the Manx Festival of Music, Speech and Dance. So make sure you get those entries in by this Saturday, the 9th of February. The Fiona McArdle Chebel Shachlein, yes, ach, Chilshinis a Chleir Shacht and the Rhea de Henna, Senegege Mar Kerliach and Chesach Ilgach, as Viginch Dun Machon and Chesach Ilgach She Feed. Niemit Clash and Fiona Lord Machon Shen Rish, Och Hojach, Lig da Winstu Machon Tachet Jikrain Shaw Chit, Kochonl Rishachu Shaw. As be Shaw on Sally and Cecily a Red Moor on Spalyakil Yon, a Gleur look Shach PM, Fast the Beg Jikrain, a Chrasla Jeg, Tajachari. Be Ech de Ren and Chejach Ilgach, Stuart Bennett, Lord Machon Gilgern Golgus a Hollow, as a Ramgus Bulelian Yis. For Stuart Ginnowell, you'd show son Leigh a Gow, Marrarn Jane Chush, Blaine the Ghe the Henna. As chows for Stuart Seilsig a Mach a Chush the Gilg, for care the Sly Goyle Soilier Jane the Coch Hasles and Seilsig Jintegger, the photographing as filament air ve Ginnowrish Blinton. Maso Erkunta J. Shen, Nim Imrea Nassan Massaverl Nis. We've recently heard a recording made of a Manx speaker, John Nelson. And having looked at some newspaper reports, I now believe that that recording was made in 1906. It was cut into a wax cylinder on an Edison phonograph, purchased on behalf of the Manx Language Society in March 1905 by the then-secretary Sophia Morrison. So that's what an Chéad Ilgach the Manx Gaelic Society was doing in its very early years. And it now has many years of history behind it, many years of publications and supporting and promoting the Manx language in all sorts of different ways. And so the Society has reached another significant anniversary. Here's Fiona McArdle to remind us of it.
It's the 120th year the Manx Language Society was set up in March 1899, celebrated its centenary obviously in 1999, and now it's 120. And I find that quite difficult to believe because I was chairman in 1999. I seem to have ended up being there again. But going back to the very beginning, really, when the first meeting was held, it was on the 22nd of March in 1899. And they didn't call it an Chéad Ilgach in those days at all. It was the Manx Language Society, because they were concerned so few people were actually speaking the Manx language, who were of the kind of group that was interested in the language, who perhaps more academic perhaps than others. So they called it the Manx Language Society. But their objects have remained pretty constant since then. They wanted to preserve the Manx language is the national language of the Isle of Man. They wanted to study and publish existing Gaelic literature and to also cultivate a modern literature. And these aims haven't really changed at all over the years. They wanted to encourage classes in the Manx language for adults and also for children in school, which was quite interesting, because they did negotiate in the very early days with several of the boards of education for the different districts. And at one stage, one of the well-known characters of the early Manx Language Society, J.J. Neen, he actually did go in and teach in a school, not paid for by the board, I may say, but paid for by Chéad Ilgach. But that was in Malou, the only board that actually wrote positively and said, yes, Manx Gaelic Society, the Manx Language Society, could have access into three schools. That was Ballasalla, Ballamoda, and St Mark's. But he only went to the one, Ballamoda. And that didn't actually last that long. But it's interesting because they planned and actually worked out a whole syllabus for the teaching of Manx in schools. They also wanted to encourage the members of the society who knew Manx to speak it habitually and to impart it to the young. They wanted it in the public schools, that I've just mentioned. And they wanted, as well as publishing literature and distributing it, they wanted to encourage Manx music and songs in Manx. And they wanted to collect all the oral Gaelic literature, folk tales, poems, songs, proverbs, riddles, etc., still extant amongst the people.
This obviously resonated with Sophia Morrison, who later became the secretary of the society, because she certainly threw herself into doing all these things.
Yes, I think there was a little discrepancy between those who were more interested in the written literature of the Manx language and those who were interested in collecting oral history, for example, and the poems and folklore of the day. And Sophia Morrison certainly veered towards the latter. And she was the secretary for quite a long time. She wasn't the first secretary of the society, but she was secretary for a long time, until her death in 1917.
Currently in the chair at Cheshire Hillgach, Fiona McArdle. Now, we've just heard Fiona mentioning Sophia Morrison and how important she was. But, as Fiona said, she wasn't the first secretary of the Manx Language Society. The first secretary from 1899 to 1901 was William Quayle of Ballamiljan in Lonnon. William Quayle was a staunch Rechabite. He was a member of the Poor Relief Committee for the parish. He became a Laxey Commissioner and Chairman of the Board, and was appointed as Captain of the Parish of Lonnon on the death of Henry Bloom Noble in 1903. William Quayle was also asked to stand for the Keys in 1903, but he didn't want to stand against his friend John Killip. And we can hear the voice of William Quayle. And since he died in April 1907, after what sounds like a prolonged illness, this recording, I'd say, must also date from 1906. This first piece is a bit unseasonal, and some of it is a bit quiet, but here's what to listen out for. The Quailtach song, he says, a Manx Language Society record. Nolig gen leriu as blain fi vai, sail as slent and sledden loch tai, bay as ginless yeo bior achelia. Now then the next line is a bit faint. She as graia the mren as dania, kuj as cowran, stock as store, palcha fodes as scadan the lure, aran as kesia im as roart. Now, I have to say that the im is a bit quiet before as roart. Bes mor loch, he says, and then the line finishes, ons ullion as salt, but that's very faint, as is much of the rest, which actually goes, cad la sausia tre vishu na lai, as figal a jurgen nach be the mai. Now, unfortunately, of that bit, all you can really make out is that last word, mai. Well, see what you think anyway as you hear William Quayle of Ballamiljan, captain of the parish of Lonnon, recorded in 1906. William Quayle, recorded in 1906. And from what I can make out, he then goes on to give a loose translation into English, but it's not really clear enough to get much from it. But it goes, a happy Christmas and a good new year. As I mentioned, it's all very unseasonal. Success and health to the whole household. Life and merriment living together. Peace and love between women and men. Goods and resources, stock and store. Plenty of spuds and herring enough. Bread and cheese, butter and fat. death like a mouse in the corner of the barn, sleeping safely when you're abed, and the tooth of the flea, may it not be good. But then we move on to safer ground with the Manx blessing, often used at weddings. We'll hear William Quayle, despite the surface noise as the cylinder revolves, saying, "Slant the she as eisht the vey, as manrus on the brech, health and peace and the age of days and happiness for ever." So, another recording of a Manx speaker from 1906, William Quayle of Ballamiljan, the founder member in 1899 and the original secretary of the Manx Language Society. And the second event as part of that celebration of 120 years since the foundation of An Tseisiúch Ealgach will be held at 7:30 p.m. next Wednesday evening, the 13th of February, in the Methodist Hall on the main road in St. John's, when Eich Dereine An Tseisiúch Ealgach, the Society's president, Stuart Bennett, will be talking about Manx speakers on the calf. Stuart will be setting the scene in Manx, but he'll be showing a selection of his brilliant photographs taken during Manx speaking weekends on the calf and on excursions to other places. So that's 7:30 next Wednesday evening, the 13th of February, in St. John's Methodist Hall. As leis sin, tá sin ar dhiad agus deireann chléir chia teo, which brings us now to the end of this edition of Seach Lae. So, from me, Bob Carswell, Vaughan Bean, Robert de Carslach, Sled News.